Hare Krishna. Reading from My Glorious Master, a new chapter, Tokyo, 1972. Samosas from Kodakea and Sudama. The Tokyo temple was now situated in a remote rural district called Asakawa-cho. Next door to the temple was a restaurant that specialized in cooking meat in an open barbecue pit, and special buses would cart Tokyo residents 2 hours to reach it. Business was booming. Prabhupada heard about the restaurant during the long drive from the airport and both positive and negative lessons about, quote, the restaurant near our Tokyo temple later appeared in Prabhupada's worldwide preaching. On the positive side, he explained that people will travel from anywhere to our Krishna conscious restaurants if the prasadam is of high quality. On the negative side, he commented on modern civilization's misuse of time when a man will waste 2 hours simply to get flesh to eat. Quote, I've seen in Tokyo, he would add. Immediately upon his arrival, Prabhupada was escorted up the winding metal stairs to the temple room. The kirtan ended as Prabhupada sat down on the simple vyasasan before the assembled devotees and small deities of Radha and Krishna. Prabhupada said, so what prasad you have prepared? Chintamani Devi Dasi said, Kartikeya Prabhu. Prabhupada, Kartikeya Prabhu, where is Kartikeya? Kartikeya comes from the kitchen. The devotees laugh. Kartikeya previously was served Prabhupada as his cook several years before. And then devotees. There's some rascoolas and some fruit. We have fruit and vegetables. Prabhupada, I wanted some samosa. Devotees, ah, Prabhupada. Sudama Prabhu, can you prepare it? Sudama, who served Prabhupada before he went to Japan as his servant and also as his cook, and Prabhupada had personally taught him how to cook. Sudama said, yes, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, so do it. My comment. Kartikeya had served as Prabhupada's servant, later became a sannyasi, then left the sannyas order. Prabhupada knew that Kartikeya was in Japan assisting Sudama, and out of affection had called for him. Sudama had also been Prabhupada's servant and was an expert cook. When Sudama was serving Prabhupada, Prabhupada taught him to make samosas using peas and cauliflower. And Prabhupada was hungry. Other than a little fruit on the plane, all he had eaten that morning was a few spoonfuls of half-cooked khichdi. But he showed no signs of agitation or impatience. Rather, his mood, both when asking for Kartikeya and requesting Sudama to make samosas, was personal and affectionate. Next business. Prabhupada then spoke to Karanda, the head of the Los Angeles temple and BBT trustee. Karanda was one of Prabhupada's main managers. He had arrived the previous evening from Los Angeles. Prabhupada said to Karanda, Karanda Prabhu, how do you like this place? Karanda, it's nice, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, yes, for spiritual advancement, it is a nice place. Could Prabhupada have been hinting, this is my comment, that the temple hidden in the remote Japanese countryside, hours from Tokyo, was peaceful and conducive for one's own Krishna conscious advancement, but not practical for Japan's only preaching base? Exchanges with Karanda. Prabhupada, you have reached here last night? Karanda, yes. Here are some gifts from the devotees in Los Angeles. Prabhupada, oh, what is this? Something sweet? Karanda, yes, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, you open it, open it. What is this? Karanda, it is sandalwood pulp. Prabhupada, oh, so many letters. Samasunda, who is Prabhupada's secretary. Checks. These are checks, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, that's nice. When you bring checks, I am very glad, he laughs. So how much have you deposited? Karanda. In which account? Prabhupada. My account. So in Los Angeles, is everything all right? Karanda. Yes, Prabhupada. All the different envelopes are from the different departments. Spiritual Sky, Mail Order, ISKCON Media, Prabhupada. So you keep it in this envelope, then I shall see. My comment. Prabhupada appreciated the affectionate gifts of his Los Angeles disciples. Sandalwood paste, sandesh, and letters. But Prabhupada appreciated most the offerings of money with which he could spread the Krishna consciousness movement. A critic may think that Prabhupada's motive was to take money from his disciples, but Prabhupada was interested only in spreading Krishna consciousness around the world. He needed money. Prabhupada never hoarded money or used it for his own benefit. He was eager to recover money from Maya and use it in Krishna's service. Prasad distribution. Prabhupada said, you distribute that prasad, give everyone. Devotee, is this a ladu? Prabhupada, yes. I will also take a little. Now distribute. Oh, you take more. Why little, little? Give more. Give me also a little more. To Vikram. Jai. Prabhupada, it is very nice. Devotee, Prabhupada distributes mercy to the world. Prabhupada, who has made it? Karanda says, Jhuvananda. Prabhupada, oh, he is a good cook. Karanda, yes. Prabhupada, he has made nice. Sudama, shall I save one for later for you? Prabhupada, no, no. No saving. And everyone laughs. All the devotees there, give me immediately. And we laugh more. Give them. Well, Maharshan, who was one of the devotees there. Prabhupada, your divine grace, I have a question. I was always under the impression or understanding from your teachings that one never eats in front of the deities. Can you please explain that? Shamasunda, he says that he always understood that one should not eat in front of the deities. What is the difference? Because Prabhupada was the Radha Krishna deities, and Prabhupada was taking prasadam, sitting on the Vyasasana, and he had just come. And he was enjoying the prasadam and the exchanges with the devotees. Prabhupada responded by saying, difference is generally we should not eat before the deity. But there is another injunction. Prasada praptya matrena bhuktavyam. As soon as prasad comes, we should immediately eat it. And then when Prabhupada said that, he put a little more prasadam in his mouth. All the devotees laughed as Prabhupada ate the remaining part of his ladu. My comment. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates were fond of taking prasad. They tasted the sweetness of Krishna consciousness by eating Krishna's food remnants. Prabhupada also relished Krishna prasad, and he immediately honored and appreciated the fine taste of the sweets Karandar had brought from Los Angeles. Ramaharshan was an eccentric devotee living in Tokyo. The devotees were shocked by his question that seemed to indicate that perhaps Prabhupada was acting inappropriately or even offensively by eating in front of the deities. But Prabhupada simply laughed and counter-quoted a verse from the Padma Purana. When Prabhupada popped the ladu into his mouth after quoting the verse, the disturbance the devotees felt by the question vanished, and they felt at once both satisfied and joyful. Okay. Hare Krishna. We'll end here. Hare Krishna.